This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm glad you've decided to spend the next hour with me. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. We've got a great show planned for you today. So grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. Today, my guests are Gail Hahn and Kathy Basil, holistic wellness coaches who help people go beyond conventional expectations of health. Gail and Kathy met 5 years ago and realized that they had a common mission to fill a gap in today's healthcare. As a result, they formed Ideal Health Partners to take people on the inward journey to true transformation. They did this by inviting people to set aside everything they've learned about dieting, calorie counting, deprivation, exercise regimens, and hard work. As they say, those approaches aren't fun and they simply don't work. Instead, they help people find greater balance through a whole person approach to well-being, mind, body, and soul. Their promise is to help you gain awareness about what's blocking you from wellness and help you to reconnect your inner vitality, joy, and freedom. Welcome, Gail and Kathy.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have both of you here with us today. And one of the things I really love about your message and what you're doing is that you recognize that traditional approaches don't work. To get us started, can you just share a little bit about your background and how the two of you came together?
Yes, I'll start. My name is Gail Hahn, and I am the one that had a traditional healthcare background. I'm a registered nurse and did a lot of time in intensive care units and running traditional centers of excellence. And at one point in time, realized that there's got to be more than just the traditional disease management. And at that point in time, started my studying of being a holistic nurse and also adding a master credential as a life coach, that helping people redesign their lives for more happiness and for health and wholeness. And I have spent the last 30 years helping upwards of 10,000 people across the United States, and still am doing that on their journey to move from disease to health and restore balance in their lives. And Kathy?
Yeah, I kind of came from the other end of the spectrum, if you will. My background, at one point in time, I was doing some triathlon coaching, and it became obvious real quick that garbage in and garbage out. But your body is amazing in its capacity to perform if you fuel it properly, but that includes not only how you're working out and what you're eating, but also the mindset that goes along with that, how well you believe and how resilient you are. And it's the same in your health. Regardless of where you are on the continuum, it really takes all modalities to form whole person wellness like we came together. And that's why when Gail and I met, we were perfect kindred spirits to come together and help guide people on this journey back to a more balanced wellness.
I love that you bring both the nurse's background, but also the athletic background, and really understanding how it affects the body. Gail, you said something, and I hadn't heard that before. What's a holistic nurse?
A holistic nurse started in the 1970s along with the pioneering integrative functional medicine doctors. And there was a growing group of physicians who knew that we had to really include the mind, body, spirit to heal people, and that it wasn't about medicines and surgeries and diagnostic studies. It really was about helping people with lifestyle and what wellness really was. And nurses have always been the primary partners of doctors. They were the ones that were the counselors, the dietitians. They actually birthed babies, deathed you. And so that group of nurses, that body of knowledge, started partnering together with that knowledge as they are primary partners. And so learning a lot more about nutrition, about lifestyle changes, about stress, and the advantage of all the complementaries that are available, whether it be homeopathy, a lot of the Eastern medicine, chiropractic, Reiki, it actually embodied all of the Eastern and Western traditions and kind of reordered what health and wellness was about.
I love that, and I think that nurses definitely are the go-to people in many doctors' offices, and I love that you've got that focus. You know, today, one of the things that I hear, people tend to use the terms health and wellness interchangeably. So from your perspective, what's the difference between the word health and the word wellness?
Great question, Jonelle. And I think when I started, it was really all about health. And what we used to say is that the first definition of health was the absence of disease. And so that was a very traditional focus that we had, and we designed the whole medical system to be able to assess if there was a disease and then begin to treat it, thus disease management. Well, then all of a sudden, you know, in the kind of the late 70s, there were some pioneering doctors that said, wait a minute, there's more to this than waiting for the disease to come in. There's something called wellness. And I think wellness is a more encompassing piece, because health can be health in the physical body, health in the mental body, health in the emotional body, health in good relationships and communications. It can be health in financial. So health is a broad word to actually state that you have a balance in your life, but it never was openly defined or even how to do it. Even in my early training, there wasn't any how to do it. It was just treat disease. And so wellness started coming in as a word, and Kathy and I and our IB Health partners use a prototype called the Wellness Inventory, and one of the earlier pioneers, Dr. John Travis, really came up with that there were 12 dimensions in wellness, and part of what we do is help people take a look at how complex wellness really is. Wellness is a state of mind. Wellness is that you have resilience. Wellness is that you work on a lifestyle, whether it be eating, moving, stress management, taking care of yourself, how you communicate. There's many factors in wellness, including what you think your purpose on earth is and how you go about giving it to the world with your gifts. So it's a very total mind, body, spirit. Wellness, I believe, is more broad and more encompassing. And it's something that a individual can take charge of.
I might add in there, I love the wellness inventory, because all the different dimensions, there's 12 different dimensions. I was just speaking to a gal, and she had failed time and time again with the typical diet and exercise, and those are just two of the dimensions. So here we started focusing on these other 10 dimensions that just weren't balanced in her life. And they're also interchangeable, but also so easy. And it can be as easy as breathing or paying more attention to how you're feeling, communicating, if you're engaging in intimate relationships. So it kind of takes the pressure off the two dimensions of eating and moving as much as finding a whole balance in your day and in your life.
Some of the other things that people really identify with is a car. When the wheels are not balanced, it's a bumpy road. So part of what we help people assess is where their bumpy road is and how do you inflate those again.
Do you do that by asking people questions? And are all of the different 12 components, are they all kind of equally weighted so that they all need to be in balance, or are there certain ones that you need to address first?
I'll take that one. The 12 dimensions are equal, but they also are all interrelated. So the assessment that we take, it's all done online. You just answer some simple, easy questions. And what I like about this tool in particular is that it also weights not only a person's, how you're currently doing, you know, maybe it's you're stronger in your breathing and sensing, but you're maybe a little bit off in your playing and working things. You can see how you're doing relative to other dimensions, but you can also weight that in terms of how motivated you are to make a change in that area. Because you can be aware of a problem, but unless you're motivated to make the change, nothing's really going to switch. So it helps you to kind of prioritize where you want to place your focus first as you start to move yourself up to a higher level of health.
So I agree with what Kathy is saying totally, because the motivation of the individual seems to be the most critical factor that they are willing to take a look at. And we then know as one dimension starts improving, it affects all of them. And we help people connect to those experiences in their own life, in their own body, in their own mind.
I love that. And, you know, healthy eating is close to my heart and what I do. Where would you say, where would you say that falls in kind of importance? I know they're all really important, but is that something that you look at early on in this process, or does it really depend on where the individual is in the assessment?
That's a great question, Janelle. Yes, personally, I actually think the eating is right up there in the top. Because we have so many people with poor information of really what is healthy eating. Not only how you eat and how you nourish your body, but what are the healthy types of it. We stop the destructive patterns of toxic foods coming in. And helping people understand that the healthy, really good food gives energy. And I think if there's one thing that all clients say, I love more energy. And so we make those connections. And so nutrition is right up there. It is actually in our first week of our six-week program. And we really do take a look at that and helping people identify what healthy food is and how to kind of get all the bad stuff out for a trial to kind of see how you feel with it out. So I'd say, you know, one of the top three.
What do people say when you say you want to try to stop eating certain things or really, you know, look at the things that aren't as good for you? What kind of reaction do you get from people?
Gail, I'll take this one. The eating plan that we use is more to help people connect with their mind and body. So we do an iteration of the elimination diet, taking away just the 7 of the most challenging foods. So foods that are highly reactive that might be kicking up inflammation in the body. So those might include gluten, dairy, eggs, soy, sugar, nuts. And what we do is take those out for a period so that you're essentially detoxing the body of things that may have been reactive in a person's body. And then they are allowed to reintroduce them. And what's great is that they begin to have a better connection with their body. So they're beginning to see that when they eat corn, for instance, that they may have a reaction. And the body tells people right away. They'll notice within the first day or two if they're sensitive to that particular food. So time and time again, we're finding people that have some kind of reaction that they never knew because they were eating so many different kind of bad foods all at the same time that they weren't even aware what was causing the reaction and didn't even realize they were having reactions. So what we're looking to do is really help them balance again so that they can begin to prescribe, if you will, for themselves, what is a healthy diet. So now it's easy to make that decision. Wow, my ankles swell up when I eat corn. I'm going to choose not to eat it quite so often. And we don't go to extremes. We don't say that you have to eliminate things forever. What we say is more like the 80-20 rule of eating healthy 80% of the time gives you room to kind of play. And, you know, if you want your corn for your cookout this weekend, enjoy that, but just know that it could come with a bit of a price.
I love that. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. We'll come back with you, and I really want to dig a little bit deeper and understand your big why and what motivates you, and also talk about some of the biggest myths that misguide people. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss a minute of this. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Our annual International Conference and Business Expo is on August 7th through the 10th, and we not only have a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders, but this year you will be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only, conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, interacting, and sharing with other conference members. This will be an educational, inspirational, motivational, and transformational experience. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas, Walton Stout. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details on how you can be part of this life-changing experience. Everybody dance
up. Everybody, come on, let's go. You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. We've been talking with Gail Hahn and Kathy Basil of Ideal Health Partners. Just before the break, we were talking about the wellness inventory and the 12 parts that go into that. And now we're going to jump right back in, and I want to ask you both a question. This month's theme is your big why, what motivates you? So I'd like each of you to share your big why. Why do you want to get healthy and why is it so important? And how has it motivated you to live a healthier life?
Okay. I'll let you start with that one. I know this is your life work.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have always been motivated by health. That's why I went into nursing. And I thought that was a way to kind of learn health, though I learned it was more about disease management. But to take that aside, in my career, and especially now as I work with hundreds of thousands of people across the country, I have great, great sadness at the state of affairs in the United States. We are in the lowest percentile of health and wellness. That it's tragic to me to see that up to 80% of our population is going to be pre-diabetic and on the road to diabetes. I think it's tragic because all the factors that have come into toxic foods, toxic environments, not managing mental health, not creating balance in their life, working so hard, I am just very, very saddened by that. And I think I would say that I'm a social activist. I really see and have a pulse on where healthcare is and what the needs are. There's a new movie coming out called Fed Up. And America, I must say, as I talk with America in every state of the country every day, is fed up. They are fed up and are angry. They want to take charge of their health. And so as I've done that more corporately, and through insurance companies, I have decided that I wanted to reach that same amount of people, but I wanted to teach America how to live well, how to be healthy and well, how to be whole, how to be happy. It wasn't just your blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar. There's so much more to wellness, and I wanted to give them the real deal. I wanted to show them that it's possible and that they can live well into their 90s, active and healthy. Personally, in my history, grandmothers that died in early 60s with diabetes, both of them, heart disease, and as a young child I kept thinking, oh my, And, you know, now I'm at that age, and I realize that you don't have to succumb to strokes, heart attacks, and diabetes, and that it has personally motivated me, as I have those genes of prediabetes, to really be more aggressive and have been on an aggressive path of learning and implementing those changes, and would like to share with as many people as I can to take charge of their health, that they can do it, it is possible. How about you, Kathy?
I think that's the perfect segue of that's when I would train people in triathlon, that's what it is. I teach them whatever their dream is, whatever they choose to achieve. If they set their mind about it with simple steps, you can achieve anything. And I just see, I'm walking around seeing people emotionally flatlined and just not enjoying their lives. And I think this country, we've just kind of lost touch with spirituality as far as connecting to more of ourselves. We're so entrenched in the daily doingness that we forget some of the loveliness that comes around with the beingness. You know, there's just such simple truths, and we've just made it so difficult with all the information out there, or the misinformation more rightly, is about diet and exercise and that having to be deprivation and hard and struggle and all this. And we want to come from it from the opposite way of this is about self-discovery and reconnecting with your higher purpose. What brings you joy? What brings you balance in your life, and how you can express yourself more fully? So that's kind of my why.
I love that from both of you. My husband's mom passed away in her early 60s from health issues. And so we know firsthand exactly, you know, what that can do to your family. And it's just, it's so sad. And, you know, we want to make sure that doesn't happen to us. So I love what you're doing. And I can't wait to see that movie Fed Up. We saw an interview with Katie Couric, and I'd love to talk to her and learn more about that. But she just, it's really, I think, something that all of us need to see. And, you know, have you heard, you know, Congress said, you know, pizza's a vegetable?
Right, yeah.
We really need to shift the way we talk about, you know, food and what we're aware of. But, you know, it leads me to my next question for both of you. In your experience, what are the biggest myths that misguide people about health and wellness?
I think the first one is, and again, our program, we kind of talk about the four dimensions, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, and there's myths on all levels. The first, the most obvious, is that diet and exercise. If you just cut your calories and exercise more, that you'll lose the weight. And when you lose the weight, you'll be healthy. There's all kinds of myths in there, because just because you're thin doesn't mean you're healthy. And even if the calorie formula worked out right, there's so much more that goes into it with hormones and whatnot. So what we like to say is that your physical state is really just a sign that your life is or isn't in balance, and that once you start delving kind of like below the surface, if you're looking at an iceberg, the physical embodiment is the part that's sticking above the water. That's only the part that we see. So if you've got ailments that are starting to pop up, that's really just the tip of the iceberg. So we invite people to start delving below, as you do with your program, into the emotional and some of the mental, how are you thinking and behaving, and then really into the spiritual things of just, you know, what's your soul's calling? What brings you joy, and how do you like connecting with other people? So that would be the first, is that it's more than just diet and exercise. Another one might be the aging process. You know, a lot of us are in that baby boomer generation, and we buy into that at age 40 the eyes go, and the 45 is knees, and, you know, this at these particular ages, and it doesn't have to be that way. So what we help people to understand is that they can reverse a lot of the conditions that they're beginning to see just by nourishing themselves and how they're eating, how they're thinking, and how they're moving. Gail, do you want to pop in with another one?
What I hear every day, a couple different things. Oh, is my doctor has all the answers. My doctor knows my numbers. My doctor knows what to do. My doctor will tell me what to do. And it's way too much pressure, number one, for a medical doctor. your doctor, I think back in the 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, they were expected when things were simpler in life that they had literally all the answers. Well, lo and behold, as we are more expansive now, the doctors don't have all the answers. They are one part of many team members to help be your consultants to your health and wellness. And so definitely that's a huge myth. You may need a chiropractor. You may need an acupuncturist. You may need a nurse. You may need a health coach. You may need a nutritionist. You may need a lot of different people to help support you based on your interest and what works for you, almost going back to sometimes some of those grandmother remedies. The other thing that I hear all the time is it's in my genes. I'm going to be diabetic. It's in my genes. And we now know that even 10 years ago, there was breakthrough information around epigenetics, and that even though you may, all of us have the gene for many things, heart disease, cancers, diabetes, but it's up to us whether we turn them on or turn them off like a light switch. So I think that's a myth that must be busted so that we can support people to take charge. I like to teach people that the doctors may be the defensive coordinator, but you, the person, are the offensive coordinator.
I love that, and I really think that people underestimate the amount of control they have over their health, how much they can actually change. Do you, Gail, with, you know, being a nurse and seeing people, do you hear people say, it's my age, there's nothing I can do? And if you do hear that, what do you tell them, and what kind of shift have you seen in people when they understand their role and what they can actually do?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't tend to hear it until the late 50s, usually. That's when it starts surfacing, you know, I'm getting old, is what they'll say. You know, or my early 60-year-olds, or that they're maybe close to retirement. You know, I'm old, I'm going to retire. And so that's when the blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar start coming up. And, you know, what I say to them is, really, do you believe that? And so I just, for a minute, I just challenge their thinking. And I actually ask them to explore the possibility that that's not the truth. So, and then they just look at me when I say that, and they say, well, what does that mean? Well, wonder if I tell you that you can create a new blueprint and that you can step into a vision of a healthier you. And I actually almost take them through a guided imagery of seeing themselves at vibrant health, full of energy, doing the activities. And one of my clients yesterday, his main goal is he wants to be healthy in order to do his bucket list. And so we tap the why of what they'd like to do if they were healthy to ignite that inspiration. That's, I think, how I shift it.
I love that, and that goes back to that question I asked you, you know, what's your big why and what motivates you? Because we find in our teaching that if people really understand that and really embrace it and own it, it impacts so much of what they do and how much ownership they have in the process.
Yes.
Do you have just one quick tip before we go to break that you might be able to share for someone who might be saying, I'm doing all the right things, I'm exercising like crazy, I'm eating right, but I'm still not at my ideal weight?
Yes. One tip came with a client yesterday and was absolutely doing all the right things with food and exercising an hour a day, 7 days a week. And he was diabetic. And I think what the tip was, wonder if there's more to it than diet and exercise. And he leaned in and said, tell me more. We talked about stress and sleep. And once he identified his sleep wasn't good and his stress was very high, you should wake up in the middle of the night, he agreed to explore other options to reduce stress because, lo and behold, this person was a counselor in his past, and he had abandoned all his tools. So reigniting to the real person, the authentic person, helped motivate him to implore new tactics.
I love that. We so often have the answers right in front of us. So we're going to go and take a short break. We will be right back, and I'm going to dig a little bit deeper as we talk to Gail and Kathy about their coaching and about how they use their personal experience to help others. So stay tuned. You won't want to miss a minute. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Our annual International Conference and Business Expo is on August 7th through the 10th, and we not only have a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders, but this year you will be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only, conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, interacting, and sharing with other conference members. This will be an educational, inspirational, motivational, and transformational experience. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas, Walton Stout. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details on how you can be part of this life-changing experience.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. We've been talking with Gail Hahn and Kathy Basil of Ideal Health Partners. Just before the break, we were talking about the biggest myths and really understanding the importance of understanding your big why and how it motivates you. So what we're going to do is we're going to jump right back into our conversation. I'd like to ask both of you, it seems like a lot of what you do in your coaching and the program you put together has really grown out of your own personal transformations. Can you tell us a little bit about how you use your personal experience to help your clients?
Yes. Kathy, do you want to start?
I've been pretty fortunate in my health throughout my life, and really it's centered around maintaining my energy. So I take it from a standpoint almost of joy and movement, of helping people kind of reconnect. I think oftentimes we get so busy, we decide that we don't have time for, you know, some of the more creative endeavors. So getting back to a Zumba class as a form of joyful movement or dancing or yoga, something like that that they've shelved a long time ago because they were just too busy. Or maybe it's something more creative like painting. So those are aspects in my life I've just always constantly checking in with myself to see, am I keeping balanced? Am I getting outdoors in nature as much as I desire? I'm pretty much on a daily basis reconnecting in nature as far as helping to de-stress and stay balanced. That's where I find my motivation, my inspiration, and that's something that I prescribe for myself every day. And the thing that I love is just asking people the questions about what they've forgotten and to see them light up when they start talking. A gal I was just speaking with hasn't been swimming with the kids for ages because she feels, you know, a little self-conscious about her body image, and we found ways to get her envisioning being back in the pool and playing in the water again. And I just love the giggles that come about when they realize they can do that. They can choose that again for themselves. So that's how I connect, and that's how I derive pleasure of facilitating people to reconnect back to their joy again.
That's great.
I love that.
And yeah, I do too, Kathy. And Kathy is definitely our movement specialist, and just She inspires me every day with her discipline for being outdoors and in activity with such joy and fun. She truly inspires me. And my why and my inspiration probably came from realizing at age 40, when I was at the top of my game and an administrator and a hospital director of nursing and had so much stress in my life that I was even disconnected from it. And it took dismantling that and really realizing that all that responsibility and stress, having three little children, was way over the top. And until I stopped it, I didn't realize how much stress I was under. And with stress causes so much stuff. You're disconnected with yourself, with other people, that you automatically don't sleep well. You start gaining weight because you're eating fast, not eating, working 12 to 14-hour days. And when I finally stopped that, I thought, oh, my goodness. There's a lot underneath here I'd never discovered. And it began my journey. And I actually left traditional health care at that point in time because I couldn't support the direction it was going. And it's that point in time when I started doing all the holistic processes myself to heal, to restore my own wholeness and wellness, and explore deeper who I was and what I was there for. And that's when I went into the life coaching, because I knew just dealing with the physical was just part of the equation. And that's when opening up to more the mental, emotional, and spiritual, who was I now? Where was I going? What are my gifts? Really ignited me into that profession, and then eventually brought back into the nursing, back into it with more holistic practices. But my own personal story and pain is that definitely diabetic grandmothers, and so from the time I started with pregnancies, I was pre-diabetic, and no one told me that. I actually didn't realize that till much, much later, because they didn't treat it, and I had no idea the impact on lifestyle, and I was classic. Of you've got to lower stress, you've got to eat differently, you've got to exercise more for your body type and to be able to stay balanced in that lifestyle. So my journey in the coaching really comes from, I've been where you're at. I'm at where most of America is, which is, wow, you've got to take a look at your lifestyle, because there's so many things that you can do to take charge. And I am passionate about healthy lifestyle changes, and that you can be vibrant and healthy well into your 90s.
I love that. Can you give us an example or two of someone you've coached and maybe one thing that they shifted and how it impacted their life and really made a change?
Well, my favorite transformation. There's actually a couple along these lines, very similar stories of people very stressed at work, their lives out of balance. The way it was manifesting in this person was rheumatoid arthritis. And we taught her not only some of the food plan kind of a thing, but more important to unlock rheumatoid arthritis in particular was that stress and the balance and reconnecting with joy. So I love the story, because this one gal, for some reason, was a little bit resistant to start eating differently because she thought her husband wouldn't embrace that journey with her. So we concentrated on the other aspects of the wheel, and she lost 9 pounds before she even embarked on our eating plan. So she had so much more movement, and she came. I saw her 1 week. We don't necessarily see people in person, but I just happened to know this person through someone else, and I saw her 1 week not able to move her shoulders. The next week she had so much more movement in her shoulders, and she was just completely joyful, talking about how now she was going to be able to pick her kids up from school, get out of the car to meet them because she wasn't in so much pain, and how something so simple. And the nice part of that is being able to come off of those medications. So another person, same type of condition, rheumatoid arthritis, her last Remicade shot was back in August and mostly hinged around the tools we gave her on how to handle stress, just simple breathing, meditating. We took her through some visualizations of how to handle difficult situations at work. And all of this is just, it's so simple, and that's the part that I love, is just teaching people the little tools that can really unhook them where they're stuck.
I love that.
You've got a number. She's got thousands of examples. It's hard to choose one.
I do, because I get about 10 or 20 more new ones every day. So, you know, a lighter one would be an executive. You know, whether I coach an executive or whether I coach a stay-at-home mom, you know, as you hear their story, we go underneath what's precipitating a lot of that, and it's never what they think. One of my executives came with high blood pressure, acid reflux called GERD, a lot of irritable bowel, just lots of diarrhea, constipation, and just a lot of stress, as you can imagine, and gaining weight, cholesterol was rising, blood pressure was rising, and he was just not real happy with having to go on medicines. And so we talked a lot about what was possible and what he really wanted and what he'd be willing to do with some shifting. And as you know, executives are very, very organized. And so once he knew that he had the driver's seat and that with some new tools and some new practices, and a lot of them really came down to nutrition. He was doing some exercise, but for him it was healthier eating and actually building more aggressive stress management techniques in the morning, at bedtime, and then even midday at lunch, taking some for lunch, but actually doing some just simple close the door, breathe. And about a month or two later, he had lost 15 pounds. I mean, he was very disciplined. And he had started reducing all of his numbers, and I think at the six-month check, you know, he was coming off some of his medications and having a lot more fun, playing a lot more. Relationships were better, and what did he say? You know, even the profits in the company were better. So there's an example of somebody embracing.
I love that. And, you know, you said a couple things that really stand out to me. First, in your last example, he had a lot of, it sounds like he had a lot of success once he shifted, and it impacted things that he didn't even expect, including the bottom line in his business. But a couple of things you said that really stuck out to me and that I really want to make sure people hear and understand is it's never what you think it is. We think we know the answer, so we try certain things and they don't work. And what happens is we often miss looking a little bit deeper and actually really understanding what's driving what we're doing. So I think that's huge. And over through the examples and the different things you've talked about stress being a driving factor, and then just stepping back and just even making sure you're really breathing and finding that balance. I think those are things that are really important. So I love that. That really stuck out to me. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to dig a little bit deeper and talk to Gail and Kathy about some of the biggest challenges people face when they're trying to adopt a healthier lifestyle. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss a minute of it. And this is Janelle McCauley, and we're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Our annual International Conference and Business Expo is on August 7th through the 10th, and we not only have a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders, But this year, you will be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only, conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, interacting, and sharing with other conference members. This will be an educational, inspirational, motivational, and transformational experience. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas, Walton Stout. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details on how you can be part of this life-changing experience.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. We've been talking with Gail Hahn and Kathy Basil of Ideal Health Partners. Just before the break, we were talking about some examples and people they worked with and talking about how stress and balance and taking care of yourself is so important. And we're going to jump right back in. And I want to ask both of you, what's one of the biggest challenges people face once they've decided to adopt a healthier lifestyle? What can they do to actually maintain that once they start to make some changes? What advice would you give them?
The biggest resistance that comes up once they're about a week or maybe they go to a two-week period is they get really on a high for about a week, but then it breaks off because there's birthdays, anniversaries, there's vacations and things like that, is that we created something called Create Your Day, which means when they first come into our program, they actually create a plan for themselves that's doable, not extravagant, but it's something they could commit to every day. And one of those would be in the morning, taking some deep breaths and just really centering on what their intention is for the day and how they saw it going, and just breathe into that. And then again, at the end of the day, actually clear out all, it's kind of like defragging your computer. Just really kind of breathe out all the tensions, the muscle tension. So what I would say is create your day, and one of the most important steps in ours is setting time to do some breathing.
I love that. I get a real visual when you say defrag your computer. That really makes a lot of sense to me. Are there any other things that you think that they should focus on or any other challenges?
To me, it seems that people are just so busy in their day. I like to find the little tidbits that they can do in just 5 minutes, and that can be something as simple as sitting and breathing. I saw a great bumper sticker saying that the 8-hour sitting at your desk workday is the new smoking. They're finding that more and more our sedentary lifestyles are really complicating the health issues. So if people could just get up and move for 5 minutes, just take a break midday in their workday, those little efforts like that are much more contributive to an overall health than maybe going out and focusing on a 3-mile run a couple times a week. So to me, that's the best tidbit is how many things, and this again goes into Create Your Day, where people get to prescribe how their own day unfolds. And when they start, as Gail said, with the beginning of the day, intentionally creating what that looks like, now they're in control of their day rather than feeling at the effect of everybody else's agendas.
If there was a third thing, Janelle, it would be there's a resistance that comes up around, I can't do this. There's a lot of negativity, which we call mindset. And so we teach people early on, the minute they have that negative thinking, how to stop it. Just stop it immediately. And to actually go flip it like you're hitting a tennis ball, and you flip it to the positive by saying, I am capable and resourceful of going through my plan. So we teach them positive affirmation to kind of get out of that negativity. People it is not good for them to actually stay in any negative thinking for even a moment. And so we try to build that resilience.
Well, and I love that because oftentimes I hear, no matter what people are doing, I hear them say, I can't do it, it's not possible,
They've got a lot of roadblocks there, and your language and what you say makes such a difference on the results. How do you find that the changing their language and the affirmations affects their stress levels?
Oh, it's dramatic. And actually, when I'm on a call with a person, I'll actually play tennis with them, and we laugh at that. And they'll say a negative, and then we'll flip to the positive, and then I've got them laughing, because part of what I want them to realize is those negative thoughts are just habitual, and that they need to stop them if they want to win in the game of life. And so really, I think once the laughter comes in and they lighten up a little bit to realize those negative thoughts aren't them, they're just a habit that they've picked up.
Yeah, it's funny how that we tend to really resort to that. And when you're happy and you're laughing, you get all those endorphins going, and it's so hard to feel like the world's on your shoulders and things are so impossible.
Yes.
So I love that. I love that. Can you
use laughter?
laughter is they always say, what, laughter is the best medicine?
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners how they can get more information about both of you, about your program, and about what you do and your approach?
And I would add the wellness inventory also. You can see we've got a whole page dedicated to that on our website, which is idealhealthpartners.com. And what we wanted to do is to thank you, Janelle, for having us on your show. We wanted to offer to each of your participants, they can kind of actually get a little taste for what we do. We are going to offer a self-assessment. It takes just a couple of minutes, but it'll help them to identify their number one block to abundant energy and radiant health. And along with that, we're going to offer a 20-minute review of the assessment to help people find their own blocks and the connections and help them to begin to put together their own plan. So again, if they want to see more information, they can see the website at idealhealthpartners.com or email either one of us, Kathy with a K at idealhealthpartners.com or Gail, G-A-I-L, at idealhealthpartners.com, and we'd be happy to share that assessment. The value is $100 just for the those two items.
I love that. That's very, very generous of you. And what we'll do for anyone that's listening is we'll make sure that we put a link to that on our Eat Great, Live Well radio page so that you can access that assessment. And it also, it would be great if everyone, after they take their assessment, and we'll also have a link to our Facebook page, share what your area is, the top area, and let's see if we can get some conversation and some dialogue going around that wellness inventory and those areas, because I think they're all, as I look at it, there's a number of them that if we really focus on and really create more awareness around, we could make some big changes with making some small shifts, and I think that would be that would make a big impact for everyone.
Thank you, Janelle. That's well said.
Thank you. What I'd like to ask you as our final question is, can you give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to help start creating a healthy future for themselves and those they love? What would you tell them would be the best place to start?
To me, I would reiterate for them to form some type of morning and evening practice to kind of sandwich their day with peacefulness, gratitude, and a vision of what they want their life to be like. And that can be as simple as 5 minutes in the morning thinking about what you would like your day to unfold as and the good connections that you've got and giving gratitude for those things. And again, in the evening, it helps promote your sleep. If you sit down, they talk about journaling or maybe just a touch of meditation in the evening to connect and de-stress and set yourself up for a wonderful night of sleep. That would be my favorite.
And my favorite, I think I'll take the approach of just sit down and imagine you at your best and what that would feel like. What would that look like? What would you be doing? So a little bit of just a short amount of visioning, even if it's just 5 minutes sitting quietly, and imagine and remember those really great points of you and in your life and when you were at your best, and imagine that and get that in your body. Nothing will inspire you more to make changes.
I love that from both of you. I tell people that when you go to bed at night, if you've been thinking about what you didn't accomplish or the things that are left on your to-do list, you go to bed and you're much more restless and can't relax. But if you let go of it and you really look at, take a step back and really look at what you did accomplish, you accomplished so much more than you thought you did. And so I think that's important. And then I think also just taking a few minutes to relax. People used to tell me, you need to meditate, you need to, really, really relax. What I learned, my way of relaxing, was to sit quietly in the morning and read something that really helped me, kind of get centered and grounded. And what I found was, when I opened a book, and I keep a lot of them on my pad, when I opened whatever I read that morning, it was exactly what I needed to hear. So people should understand that there's a lot of ways that you can get centered and grounded. Find the one that works for you. I was so caught up in it had to be a certain way that I was really missing what it was all about. And once I got it, it made such a profound shift. So I want to thank both of you for being with us today. We've had a great time and a great conversation, and thank you so much for your generous offer of the assessment. We'll be sure to share that information. So I want to thank everyone for spending the last hour with me. Until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we build a healthier relationship with food together. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well. Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.